The Yankees taking on the Red Sox at Fenway Park. Chris Sale on the hill looking to extend his team's division lead over the Yankees. CC Sabathia coming off the DL, getting the start for New York. Pick it up in the second. Two men on for Tyler Roston facing Sale.
High drive, left field. That ball is gone. See ya. A three-run home run for Tyler Roston. And the Yankees jump ahead 3-0. High fly ball, deep center. Going back, Bradley on the track, at the wall, leaps, and he makes the catch. Hustling back to first is Gregorius. What a play by Jackie Bradley Jr. High fly ball, left field. Benintendi back on the track, turning, looking, see ya, into the seats. A monster home run, not long, just a monster home run by Todd Frazier, and it's 4-2 Yanks. Driven deep to right center field. Gone, a home run for Devers. Just over the triangle, into the seats, and it's 4-3 Yankees. And the 0-2, he struck him out. Three nasty pitches by Robertson to get out of trouble. 3-2, two outs, bottom of the ninth inning, 4-3 Yankees. Betances deals. Popped up. Coming in is Gardner. He makes the play and the Yankees win 4-3.
The Yankees win for the fifth time in six games, defeating Boston 4-3. They move to within four games of the Red Sox in the AL East. Aaron Judge struck out for the 36th consecutive game. That's a single season record. Chris Sale took the loss, but he did strike out nine. He becomes the third player to reach 250 Ks in 25 games or fewer in a season. The other two pitchers to do it, Randy Johnson and Pedro Martinez. The Yankees win for the fifth time in six games. Manager Joe Girardi spoke after.
I mean, you hope that, you know, you can shut him down. CC was pitching great. I thought he was brilliant tonight. You know, had he not been on a long layoff, maybe you send him back out. But he has not pitched a lot the second half, and we thought that was it, and he did a great job. They've done a pretty good job of turning the page. You know, you lose a tough game. Again, they turned the page. We lost a tough game the Friday night, the first time we were here in after the All-Star break. And CC went out and delivered, and we were able to turn the page. So that's really important because you're going to have some tough losses. And, you know, I think our guys have handled it well. It says a lot about the guys in that room and the leadership. Well, it's one of the few guys that can do it in the game. I mean, he can really throw, and we've said that. And we've seen him make some incredible throws again, and that's what he did. And just a really good job with the staff tonight. I let them know that both of them could close tonight. I wasn't sure how I was going to do it. You know, I knew that I had Robbie for – you know, in my mind, I had Robbie for more than three outs, and I didn't have Dellen for more than three outs. So kind of just let the game set itself up, and that's what happened.
Dellen Betances comes on to pick up the save. He talked to the media after the game.
I didn't know until Robertson came in the game. At that point, I was like, all right, now I guess I'm closing this one out.
Do you like coming in the ninth inning? Does that bring a different mentality to you when you're on the mound?
No, I feel like I'm gaining experience the more I get out there. Obviously, I'm just filling in for my teammate. I know he's gonna get things right. So I'm just trying to do the best I can to help the team win and, you know, put ourselves in a good position.
You look at the way the ninth unfolded. Strikeout, wild pitch to get a runner on, and then Sanchez guns him down at second base. What did you think of that throw?
I mean, that was unbelievable. I'm slow to the plate, so for him to do that, I mean, you know, it takes an arm like that to get him out there.
Dellen, would you welcome closing more often for this team?
I'm just trying to help the team win. If it's the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth.
Rubber game of the series against the Red Sox is Sunday. Sonny Gray on the hill.